These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 6th of 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. Happy Labor Day to all. The five-month-old daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Eber Jernberg was struck during storms that hit the Starved Rock State Park. The infant was struck by a falling tree. She was taken to St. Mary's Hospital in LaSalle, where she was in critical condition with a fractured skull. The Jernbergs were joined in an auto party by Olaf Jernberg and their son Eber and Mrs. Julia Rasmussen and Mrs. A.E. Kasperson. The child was snatched from her father's arms by the falling tree as it crashed to the ground. The child, Betty Jane, is not expected to survive. Some 5,000 students are getting back to the books. Some 4,000 are in Elgin grade schools and 1,000 are in high schools. Some, like McKinley School student Lee O'Connor, indicated he would tell the world just how glad he was to be back in the classroom. His younger brother, Gordon, said, "I'll say." At the high school, the record of more than 1,000 students were entertained at an assembly with music from Ora Ballinger, Mrs. N.J. Taylor, and Ellen Eckholm. The natural beauty spot, Trout Park, is now a property of the city of Elgin. A keep out sign posted at the park will soon be removed, according to Commissioner Frank M. Lasher. The park's cost, some $4,500, was paid yesterday. There is a small frontage on the river, a drive that leads to Dundee Avenue, and some 18 acres of parkland. According to commissioners, the water rights to the park made the purchase worthwhile. The communities of East and West Dundee and Carpentersville were filled with merrymakers from noon until midnight on Labor Day. The throng was estimated at more than 10,000 and represented just about every community in Kane County. The Tri-City Civic and Athletic Club, made the business members and professionals in the three communities, were credited with exceptional planning for the day's events. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's News of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check out the Elgin Area Historical Society on the web at www.elginhistory.org.